This is Louisville's Lost and Found. This unique program features lost recordings of Louisville's best local music from the 60s and 70s, most never heard and all recorded at Alan Martin Productions, formerly Sambo Studios. This music may have been lost forever with the demolition of Alan Martin Studios, except for the efforts of Marvin Maxwell and Ed Amick, who rescued and restored thousands of hours of tapes and transferred them to CD so that you could hear and enjoy these pieces of Louisville music history. And now for the next hour, Louisville's Lost and Found on 91.9 FPK Radio Louisville. This is Louisville's Lost and Found, and our guest tonight is going to be Gary Burbank, who was at WAKY or Wacky Radio for a lot of years, and WHAS Radio. He's up in Cincinnati now. And what we're going to do is we're going to play some tunes, and we'll talk to Gary in just a little bit here on Louisville's Lost and Found. Let's start it off here with Brothers Pride and Melody Farm, 91.9 FPK Radio Louisville.
Girl with a crying face, looking at millions of signs. Melody Fair, remember you're only a
.9 WFPK Louisville with Louisville's Lost and Found.
I was just passing through.
I just want to love you.
.9 FPK Radio Louisville, and we're here at Louisville's Lost and Found as we get back and look at some of the music that was recorded right here in Louisville by some Louisville folks. And I'm not going to backsell those songs because I'm going to let our newer co-host talk about those three songs back to back. But this is Duke. Marvin's here. Hi, Marvin.
Hey, you mean I'm an old co-host? What does that mean?
You're the
elder.
More experience.
Senior.
The more experience.
I want my own room. I want my own microphone. I want everything of my own.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll work on that.
Absolutely.
And then Leonard Yates, who is...
Leonard who?
Hello again.
That's yes, Professor what? Leonard yeah. Yates.
Oh, my God.
The doctor. But talk about those three songs. It's very interesting.
Good progression there. You had Brothers Pride to start with. Melody Fair covering the Bee Gees in the early 70s. Made top 30 on WKLO back in the spring of 1971. Brothers Pride did very well. Had about four records that did well locally in the early 70s. Split off. I believe the drummer Craig Smith left to form Chucker. Sunshine. Probably can't talk today. Sunshine goes top five in Louisville back in the wintertime of 1972. Then we progress a few years later. Munch leaves town after splitting off from Brothers Pride. The two Munch brothers added, I think, the other brother and some other members. They go to Toronto, then out to Los Angeles, where they eventually end up with Republic Records, which had been owned by Gene Autry for a number of years. I think by that time it may have been sold. They got national distribution, had a song called Cry that made it big here in 76, got airplay. And then this song we just heard, I Just Want to Love You, which sounds... again, like the Bee Gees, but only Bee Gees late 70s, a la back to the movie bit in the disco era Bee Gees from Saturday Night Fever and such. And that record also got airplay, made the KLO airplay list back in 1978 in the latter days of WKLO Radio in Louisville.
Wow. So
them dudes are back in town, too.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing around town.
And not as the Munch Brothers, right?
I don't know what they're going under. You know, I'm up in NAB where they crank the generator.
There you go.
And we don't get radio.
We're
going
to have to find out what they're playing under. That'd be cool.
Yeah, they are. Max knows, but I don't.
Okay, well, we'll check on that and find
out. They had the same management, too. Yeah, Elysian Field.
Oh, really?
Same man, Norman White.
Okay.
Yeah, you remember Norman.
From over at WKLO?
Absolutely. He was the Director of Creative Services, whatever in the word, that title, I don't know what it is, you know, but that's what he was.
And we're going to be joined by Gary Burbank, who was at WAKY and WHAS here in town, is now WLW in Cincinnati. He did some recording at Alan Martin Studios. We're going to be joined by him, and I was reading the list to him a few minutes ago on the phone. And he goes, I remember that one, I don't remember that one. It's going to be fun to talk with Gary and see what he did. But right now we're going to do some Exile. We were talking about them last week. And then I don't want to say who we're going to do after that. I don't want that to
be a surprise. I think it's going to be a surprise. You'll know the song, but who is doing this song?
Right. So let's do Exile here on Louisville's Lost and Found, the 91.9 FPK Radio Louisville. FPK Radio Louisville, Louisville's Lost and Found here, and that was Leonard.
Well, that was, of all people, Cassius Clay, before he became Muhammad Ali, back in the winter of 1964. He recorded an album and a single for Columbia Records. That was the single, Stand By Me, the old Benny King classic. Made it to top 30 on WKLO that year. The album, called The Champ Sings, actually made number 50 or so on the Billboard charts, sold for several months back in 1964.
Wow. And then right before that was Exile. I love that. Church Street Soul Revival. I love
that
song.
Great song. Tommy James song.
Yeah.
Abba Stokely singing, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Groovy. Yeah.
And our guest, Gary Burbank, is on the phone here with us. Gary, you probably played those at Wacky, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I got payola for those. I don't remember. No, I sure I did. Yeah, absolutely.
But we've got Gary Burbank on the phone. He was at WAKY and WHAS here in town, and now he's at WLW up in Cincinnati. And Louisville's Lost and Found, we're going back grabbing people that recorded here in Louisville at Alan Martin Studios. And we've got five or six of your songs here, Gary, that...
You know, I don't have a single copy of anything that I ever did there.
Really?
I don't know how anything, I mean, I thought that they had this big, you know, bonfire, and they threw everything away, and I wouldn't have to live this down anymore.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
No, Marvin dug this up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Marvin played on just about everything we did. We'd go in there. In fact, I met my wife Carol there at Alan Martin Studios.
Yeah, that's...
You know, Carol Anderson was the receptionist there.
Yeah.
And I'd go in and hit on her, and she was much too young for me. Now I'm too young for her.
But the first song we're going to get to here, and this was the biggie for you, I think it was, I Shot J.R.?
Who Shot J.R.? It was back when, you know, I think it was 80, 81, when Dallas was a huge TV show. And there were about 20 people who recorded this. And this fella, Ed Banhart, he had called me and said he had this idea. So I sat down with Denny Lyle and Ron Reed and Ed, and we wrote the song, went in the studio. Pat Kirtley, recorded with us there. And in fact, he produced it, I think. And we cut it, and we sent it to someone out there, and they picked up on it. Ovation Records picked it up. And Ovation submitted it to Lorimar, who produced Dallas, and they picked that song to be the song that they would back up on that whole thing. And it ended up selling well over a million, and it debuted, made a huge debut on Billboard at 40-something. And then Ovation at that time went out of business. I think they chapter 11, and they quit working the record. And a novelty record usually goes from, you know, it'll go up the charts fast and back down fast. This one, however, stayed on the charts. It stayed about the same place, you know, for about 3-4 months and never got much higher, but it sold a bunch of records because they didn't really have to pay the money to have it work very well.
Wow.
Yeah, they got me for $2.
They got you for $2 on
yeah,
this?
Absolutely.
I do not have a copy of that. I keep, someone says, hey, I got a copy of JR. I paid $5 for it at some kind of, you know,
no, I mean, I got
$2. Like that.
What I meant was I got $2 for playing drums on it.
Well, you should have sent me at least 50 cents on that. Oh, you got $2 for playing drums? Oh, yeah, that's right. $2? I don't know, man. You made more money than anybody on the session, I think.
Isn't it the truth?
Yeah.
So let's do this, and then we'll follow it up with, what was that you brought in, Leonard, When I Grow Up?
Was it Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Like J.R. or something?
Yeah,
like
I think
that.
It was a takeoff on Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be
Cowboys, right.
Oh, so we're going to do those back-to-back here.
Cool. Kind of the answer to Who Shot J.R.
Yes.
Yeah, I did shows with J.R., you know, for a while.
Wow. You did?
Or Larry Hagman, yeah.
You did shows with him?
Yeah, because he didn't have anything. All he'd do would go on stage and answer questions, and they needed music, and he figured, well, I'll just call this guy.
Oh, no.
And so I did a few of those.
Wow. Cool. So here we go. Gary Burbank and Who Shot JR on 91.9 FPK Radio Louisville.
Why do the people all hate him so? And why they shot him, I'll never know. He's the star of the picture show, J.R.
I'll tell you who shot J.R. Whoop, hallelujah, it was Satan or Fred Zimmerman. Oh, who did it? I can't wait till September, I gotta know now.
Who shot J.R.? Was it you? Was it you? I know it's somebody out there that shot my man.
We'll be right back with Louisville's Lost and Found on 91.9 FPK Radio Louisville. Welcome back to Louisville's Lost and Found on 91.9 FPK Radio Louisville.
Hey, sing us that song, cowboy.
Mama, I want to grow up to be just like J.R. I want to wear cowboy hats, be rich and drive big fancy cars. I'm tired of cartoons, Sesame Street and Star Wars. Cause Mama, we want to grow up to be just like J.R. I'll tell your mama about it, come on. Mama, we want to grow up to be just like J.R. We want to wear cowboy hats.
There you go. 91.9 FPK Radio Louisville, Gary Burbank. A couple songs he did here in Louisville with our own Marvin on the drums.
Yeah, it was me and Ronnie Reed and Denny Lyle. I don't remember who played bass. It might have been Gary. Who knows?
Let's see. Who did play bass?
I don't even remember.
I was trying to think, too, about who did that.
Well, I remember Ronnie playing piano on it because you can
did,
tell
did
us.
Did Wes
right.
play on a couple of things
you know,
that we did?
Wes Scott. That might have been
Wes. I think
Wes
may have been the guy.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was... I just realized I may have been one of the early hip-hop rap artists of our time.
There you go.
On that first tune, it took on some... So a little rep feel it for a minute or two.
Well, it might be
the accent was a little off.
Might have been a hop, but I don't know about the hip.
Now, my question is, Gary, didn't you used to be a drummer?
Yeah, I was with, out of Memphis, I worked with the Marquees. I was one of the 375 original Marquees. and I was the second drummer they had, and with them through a little thick, mostly thin, and then I worked, you know, through Memphis with just about every artist out of Memphis.
What was your name back then?
My name back then was Pepper Lip Sync. No, it was William Purser. That's my real name.
Yeah, I thought you played under Johnny Apollo for some
reason. Well, I was Johnny Apollo. I was Johnny Apollo, your blue-eyed soul brother in the front row. Put a little slide in your glide, dip in your hip, bump and rub. Bless my right on rock and roll, so light my candle, make me hard to handle. Back in those days, and as a top 40 DJ.
Oh, okay.
I think I played on, I've forgotten which tune it was out of one studio there. It was a big hit. And I remember getting $52 for this session.
Wow.
And thinking, somebody made a lot of money, and it wasn't me.
Yeah.
So I need to find something a little more legitimate than music to get into, and I found something a little more legitimate in radio.
I wish I had done that, too.
Yeah, you'd be sorry now.
Yeah.
Think of your legacy now. This great legacy you have now, it'll all be gone.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, see?
Send him a check, would you, Duke?
I will do that.
Send him what I got paid for playing on JR.
Okay. $2?
These days, I work that cheap.
Lordy, lordy.
Now, Gary, now a couple of other songs we have here, Sooner or Later. And what was it, Hatfield? What did you call it?
Hezekiah Hatfield, Solid Stone. No, Hezekiah Hatfield's Solid Stone, something, Surefire Love, or something like that.
Yeah, so we're going to play that, and then Sooner or Later, do you remember anything about Marvin falling asleep on the drums or anything during the recording session?
Usually, you wanted Marvin to be asleep on the drums. That's he was like a metronome when his eyes were closed.
When
he opened his eyes, he got excited, and
I liked it.
It was all over.
Absolutely, I'm still out of way.
So, but that was usually Denny Lyle and Ron Reed and I, and we'd sit around writing these ridiculous songs. And somehow we'd go in, we had enough people together. Marvin was always good. But, yeah, guys, come on, let's do something stupid.
Now let me carry the gear,
No, we just, you enjoyed being insane with us, I think.
Absolutely. Well, Denny and I and Ronnie, we all worked together anyway a long time. So.
Yeah. I miss those guys really bad. I mean, both of them have passed on. And not a lot of time goes by, I don't think, of both of those guys. They were very instrumental in a lot of the music that came out of Louisville, and just were great musicians and great writers and great guys.
Yeah, they were, and I've got copies of it at home that someone made for me of all the stuff in their publishing company, and they're just some out-of-sight tunes.
That one song, Hear the Bang. Remember Denny Lyle's Hear the Bang?
Absolutely, yeah.
I grabbed that record as soon as he had it. I even had, I think, the promo copy, played it on the air. It went to, top 10 on Wacky. Yeah. However, it didn't sell any records because the record wasn't out yet.
Absolutely.
And by the time it came out, they were done playing it.
Yep.
And I kept saying, we need to play this song. And Johnny Randolph, it's already up. I said, but, the reason, and Denny said, Gary, the reason we play records is so we can sell some and we can make some money.
Yeah.
Next time, try to remember, let's make sure the record's in the store before you play it.
Yeah, that happened a lot.
I was just anxious to play it for him.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Okay, so let's do this here on Louisville's Lost and Found. Gary Burbank doing Sooner or Later in, was it Hezekiah Hatfield?
Hezekiah Hatfield, Solid Stone, Shumpin' Summer, Super Duper, Super Duper Love.
Here we go on 91.9 FPK Radio Louisville.
Sooner or later, everybody's gonna get it in the elevator.
Just get on the elevator and go to the floor. What do you think?
Man, come walking in.
Look at that freak.
Gum on his chin, blew another bubble, back me into trouble.
Hey, long-haired weirdo.
There I was, staring at a two-day beard.
Come on, I'll pull your arm off, beat your head
into
it.
Got to be kind of weird.
You get your hair cut off, look like a natural person. Oh.
Sooner or later, everybody's gonna get it. Sooner or later,
everybody's
gonna get it.
Sooner or later,
everybody's
gonna get it.
Sooner or later, sooner or later.
Backseat, parked on a dark and side street, delivered by an old ad woman, downtown walking her beat. Raised on a city sidewalk, learned to kiss before I could talk. All the little girls write my name with their chalk. Hey, see, mama raised a lover, he won't ever have another. After Hezekiah Hatfield's homegrown solid stone chauffeur love. Look out, I'm coming at you next time, mama. Watch it. Here I come. I'm going to jump out this radio and get you.
91.9 FPK Radio Louisville. Louisville's Lost and Found. Now, you got to remember the bass player on that. What a bass line.
Yeah, it was great. That's I think a lot of that stuff was drug inspired. now that I'm listening to it,
you took a lot.
I think it was mostly cough syrup.
I was going to say cough syrup or Tylenol.
I needed some cough syrup to, you know, when I was doing that, probably.
Romalar. Absolutely.
Wow.
The bass player on that one. That was. Didn't Ronnie do some stuff with us?
Man, I don't know.
It's hard to figure out. Who
I swear, I'll remember the sessions.
You know, bass players sort of blend in with a wall. You know, if you have a good one, you know, if you have a bad one, then you notice.
Yeah,
because it's like an umpire. You know, you know they're doing a good job when you don't notice them.
That's exactly right. That's a good point.
So,
You know, there are songs when drummers are called for, but like in Memphis, you know, back in session days there, I mean, the worst thing, I know when I first started with the Marquees after the first set I did, Don Nix, you might know Don from, you know, the song going down, 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 down. Uh-huh. Don wrote that, but this was before that. And we were all like in high school together and stuff, and we came out, and Don, after the first set, came to me and said, on break, said, would you like for us to move the drums out in front of everybody so you could be the star? And I kind of, because I was just doing all kind of stuff. I was trying to impress them, you know, with my knowledge of jazz and stuff, and I got the point, and I laid back, and all you do is, your bass drum works with the bass player,
yep.
And you just keep a beat with the snare.
Absolutely.
And it works.
It works. And you can look around at other people, too.
Yeah.
Don't have to pay attention to what you're doing.
Exactly, yeah.
And you put it in the pocket, isn't that right, Marvin?
And lay it in the pocket. And if it ain't in the pocket, you ain't there.
That's it, man. You got to lay it in the pocket, just be a... I mean, it's almost like, you know, if you're on top of it too much, it ain't right.
I can get it, man.
You got to get that little bit behind there, but also kicking everybody ahead.
Absolutely. If their head ain't a bopping and their foot are not a tapping in the first four bars, you've just lost.
Let me write that down. I think we got a hit.
That's the truth. You've lost.
So, Gary, you doing okay these days?
I'm doing fine, yeah. I'm a grandfather. I've got five grandkids. My son lives in Georgetown, Indiana, near Marvin, in fact.
Absolutely.
And is an accountant with Atrium. I'm asking for a blood test already. He's an accountant. I can't change a buck, man. And my daughter's a TV producer up here. And Carol and I live in northern Kentucky, and we also live in Ocala, Florida, where Marvin and I hang out every now and then.
Absolutely.
With Cosmo.
Oh, man, it was groovy.
It was a great time.
Yeah, we visited Gary a few months ago, and sit out back and did weird things.
Yeah, we did a couple weird things.
Absolutely.
Oh, you'd never do anything weird.
I still have my guitar toilet seat, by the way.
You're jamming,
I love
John.
That thing. Everybody comes in, where did you get this?
Yeah, absolutely. You sit down and play a tune on it every day, can't you?
Marvin. I like that line.
That's one thing I can guarantee when I'm going to do my TV is the fact that you buy a Jammin' John, I guarantee you can learn to play it within the first 24 hours.
But, Gary, thank you for being with us today in Louisville's Lost and Found, because Marvin just came up with all these tapes, and I think this is a great show.
Oh, man, it's been great hearing this stuff. I mean, I was a little apprehensive about hearing it, and because I try to just move on. Next day's tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know, don't
yeah.
think about what you did yesterday. It was pretty stupid.
Well, you know, you don't have to think about this because, I mean, there's no sense in thinking about it because you can't remember it anyway. So.
No, you're right. I mean,
it's like somebody
I said,
else
most
did.
Of that stuff was done so long ago that, you know, and in the shape we were in when we did it, we just,
I'm still in that shape.
I did that.
Right.
No, I didn't. It wasn't me.
Yeah, I can dig it.
No. Yeah, it sounds like me.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been great to be on, guys. Guys, thank you very much for jogging my memory a little bit. It's been really wonderful. I'm still back in Louisville quite often, and I'll see you guys at some point.
Oh, yes, indeed. But what we're going to do is we're going to finish the segment with you. Leonard brought something that you might want to hear before you hang up.
Sure, yeah. Well,
something maybe he's trying not to remember? I think maybe not. One of your classic radio bits from the Wacky Days. In fact, your last show at Wacky. I thought that bit is so classic. We had to do that one today, Gary.
Oh, yeah, when I got killed on the air. You know, we had to close all the curtains in the station. Because, you know, people going by may decide that if they saw someone standing in the control room, which there would have been, they would think that's the guy that was shooting me and would shot him to save my life. we had to contact the police, the whole thing, and we sure enough did get a lot of, it got a lot of play, man.
Wow.
It came off well.
So here we go. Your last show, about 2.5 minutes of it.
About that.
Okay. And Gary, thank you again.
Hey, thanks, guys.
See you,
okay.
bro.
Thank
Good
you.
See you.
Louisville's
thank
Lost
you.
And Found. Bye. 91.9 FPK, Radio Louisville.
Wyatt, I'm Gary Burbank of the Super 79. And, wow. Len Cakes have a little problem. He's having a little
altercation with this dude outside the door. Hey, what's going on? Hey, you guys. Hey, man, you can't come in here, man. Hey, listen, you can't come in here. Yeah, I'm Gary Burbank. Look, you can't come in here.
See this gun I have, Gary Burbank?
What the hell is going on?
You know what's going on. I've been listening to you for 2.5 years, boy. Listen, you just really, you just got it.
I'm paying
sick of this.
I'll tell you what. Listen, I'll tell you what, man. If you do anything right, if you shoot right now, if you do anything, there are thousands of people who are going to hear you, and they're going to.
I don't care about your thousands of people. You know why? Look,
Christ. Hey, listen, man. The ambulance is on the way, man.
Who is this?
This is Lee.
Lee Masters.
Right, man. Listen, man. Everything's going to be cool. The ambulance is on the way. The cops have got the guy, so don't worry about it, okay? Everything's going to be cool.
No, man. Listen to me. I can't go on.
You got it. Listen, everything's going to be fine, man.
Listen, shut up, man. Just shut up and listen, man. Listen. Don't.
Lee, man. I know I'm going to die, so don't say anything else.
Okay.
Listen, man. That chair, man, 2:00 Monday afternoon for afternoon drive, man. It's gonna be empty. And listen, you've got this one person that can do it, man. And I want you to step in my shoes, man.
Me, Gary?
Yes, me, you.
When?
Monday at 2:00. Please.
Oh, yeah. Gary!
This program has been pre-recorded.
Gosh. I always wanted to do the afternoon show.
Wacky! W-A-K-Y. A thing of the past. W-A-K-Y. A thing of the future. In the 80s, we're growing together.
Born in 1942, the light of light in my eyes. A child in 1945, my first recollection of being alive. I was lost, yeah, on a crowded street. Live it right, honey.
Ninety-one-nine FPK Radio Louisville. A couple more there from Gary Burbank, his very last few minutes on Wacky. And then he couldn't even remember the name of that song.
Well, I couldn't either. I couldn't even remember that was me, but I didn't know
that was you. I didn't realize you could play drums like
well,
that.
Well, I didn't either. I thought it was all a Fig Newton of your imagination.
But my goodness, that was nice having Gary on Louisville's
really
Lost and Found.
He's a good cat. I'm glad to see him still around, you know.
Yeah.
He's on the air and all that stuff. And we did visit him in Florida, and it was just a lovely, lovely day because, again, his wife, Carol, we saw her every day out at the studio and all. And
so, but he actually met his wife at Alan Martin.
Absolutely. Yeah, she was secretary out there. Absolutely. She was a groovy chick. I wish we could have had her on, too.
That would have been cool.
Oh, probably not.
No. The secretaries always know exactly what's going on.
I know. That's what I mean.
And you could have been in big trouble.
We could have found out the real story.
Yes. We could have found out all the scoop.
No. She's a nice lady.
Anyway, it's time to wrap up another one. These things move too quickly.
I don't want to go home. I was just getting used to Leonard.
Thank you, Marvin. Same here.
But Marvin, thanks for being here again, sir. I'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
And
it's been
Leonard,
good to be with you again.
Thank you, sir. And we want to thank Gary Burbank, of course, for being our guest today. JP Tack for putting a lot of the stuff on CD for us, and Andy High, our engineer. Thank you very much, Andy. And
man, I wish my name was High.
You do,
Marvin High. What
Marvin
do you think?
High.
Yeah.
Well, they used to say Marvin's High a lot, so you might have thought it was there for a while.
What can I say?
Anyway.
See ya.
And Leonard, why don't you...
Well, we're going to wrap this up today with this Cosmo record. His first solo record from late 61, early 62 was a double-sided record, which is the point here. This is the double-sided hit. I'm a little mixed up. Back with You Can't Get Kissed When You Twist. Great double-sided hit. Went all the way to number 3 on KLO in early 1962 for Cosmo.
All right, Leonard, thank you. On Louisville's Lost and Found, 91.9 FPK, Radio Louisville.